Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with two sides of a lawsuit filed last week over Wisconsin's wolf hunting season. There will, by the way, be more on the selection of Paul Ryan as Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate during All Things Political with Kathleen Dunn after 9 o'clock and during At Issue with Ben Marins after 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we will likely talk more about the politics of that during our 7 o'clock hour tomorrow when we are scheduled to be talking with UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, August 13th. A coalition of humane societies has sued the State Department of Natural Resources, seeking to halt the state's new five-month wolf hunt, claiming the DNR has not put in measures to safeguard hunting dogs. We will hear from a guest from the Wisconsin Humane Society first, and then, in about 10 minutes or so, the author of the hunting bill, Republican State Representative Scott Suter, will respond. And we welcome your questions and reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our first guest is Ann Reed, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Humane Society, one of the plaintiffs suing the DNR over the upcoming wolf hunt. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
So why are you suing the DNR?
Wisconsin has just become the only state in the United States to allow dogs in wolf hunting. And we've done it with rules that do virtually nothing to protect dogs from being ripped apart by wolves. When the Wisconsin legislature passed the law, there was a clear directive to our administrative agencies, the DNR, to implement rules to protect what in the law is a pretty limited use of dogs for, quote, tracking and trailing. When the rules came out, there was virtually nothing in them to limit the rules to that, and dogs are going to die because of it.
Why is it so wrong to use dogs in wolf hunting?
Because dogs will be killed and in ways that mainstream hunters abhor. They will be ripped apart by wolves. It is one thing to use dogs in the way that we use them for birds, for example, to flush, to retrieve a bird after it's been shot, but to actually send an animal out with no protections against it getting into a fight with that other animal, and when that other animal is a fighting animal, mainstream hunters that I've talked to over and over again have told me this is not mainstream.
Representative Suter calls the lawsuit frivolous and that wolves are a big problem in the state and that this is just trying to halt things and you're standing in the way. What's your response to this?
Look, the Wisconsin Humane Society really prides itself on being a mainstream voice for animals. We're not part of any other humane society, the Humane Society of the United States, any other humane society. Those are different organizations from us. We've been in Wisconsin since 1879. We haven't been part of other lawsuits to try to stop wolf delisting. For us, and every other plaintiff in the lawsuit can speak for themselves, for us, this is about dogs. We recognize that hunting is a valued part of Wisconsin culture. What we oppose is being the only state in the United States to send dogs out to be killed by wolves.
And your thoughts as to what is it that you want to see happen? What do you want the DNR to do?
Well, there are really some very simple protections that could have been built into the regulations. For example, requiring specific training, as is done, for example, now. You know, we have a bear hunting season, and there is a role for dogs in the bear hunting season. But people have to have licenses. They have to have certain training requirements. There's a restriction against having dogs seasonally in certain high-risk areas. Wolves are risky all year round for dogs, and indeed many, many dogs get killed during bear hunting by wolves. But especially when wolves are trying to protect cubs during the season when cubs are growing up, there just need to be simple restrictions on having dogs that are appropriate for the work, that are trained for the work, perhaps on a leash or line to keep them close to the handler and not out directly in contact with the wolf, so that we can limit this to the tracking and trailing that the law was supposed to be limited to.
And that means once a wolf has been shot and they're looking for it?
Either that or find the wolf and then the hunter does the hunting. But to send the dog out, means that that fights are going to happen, and these are going to be intentionally instigated, essentially, fights by human beings. This is something that, you know, this isn't a political issue. The Wisconsin Humane Society has adopters and donors from all points on the political spectrum, and like everybody today, they're passionate about their politics at all points on the spectrum. But there is consensus agreement that this is wrong. It's not mainstream.
And so you are hoping a judge will put a halt on the hunting season so these dogs cannot be put in danger in a wolf hunt?
Just to say to the DNR, do what you were supposed to do in the first place. The law said develop rules to implement this law. The part of the law that limits dogs to tracking and training is not touched in the rules. There are no rules to implement that. And so do what the legislature did in the beginning, put the rules in place. And until they're in place, we shouldn't be doing the hunting because dogs would get killed.
Yeah. Well, how do you respond? Some were surprised to learn of this lawsuit, thinking it was I guess strange that the lawsuit was filed because of the dogs used in the hunt and not the animal being hunted.
Well, I'll let the lawyers who are working on the case talk about the legalities of other aspects of the law. But to us, as I say, we are a mainstream voice. We recognize the political process. In prior efforts to prevent delisting of the wolf and so on, you know, we are an organization devoted to mainstream animals and primarily companion animals. When we stepped forward was when dogs were being put in danger in this way.
Mm-hmm. When is what is the next step for this lawsuit?
There's a preliminary hearing in the lawsuit. I believe it's scheduled for August 29th, and that's when the injunction we're asking for will be considered by the judge.
All right, well, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Ann Reed, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Humane Society, one of the plaintiffs suing the DNR over its upcoming wolf hunt. We will get a hold of Scott Suter, who is the Republican state representative from Abbotsford, who authored the wolf hunting bill that eventually became the law, to get his reaction to this lawsuit. And we welcome yours, too, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy with scattered rain this morning, turning sunny and mild this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the low to mid 50s, and sunny and mild tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. What kind of music would you suggest to someone who was born deaf but can now hear for the first time at the age of 21? That someone is actually taking requests, and we thought it would be an interesting talk show. We will welcome in a pop culture expert to talk about the power of music and wonder what you would recommend for someone who was listening to music for the very first time. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we welcome in Scott Suter, who is a Republican state representative from Abbotsford, the author of the wolf hunting bill that eventually became law and is now subject to a lawsuit by a group of humane societies. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is being sued over the upcoming wolf hunt. The Coalition of Humane Societies says the DNR failed to put safeguards in place to prevent inhumane and cruel deaths to hunting dogs that are used in the wolf hunt. Now we will get Representative Suter's reaction. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
What is your reaction to this lawsuit?
Well, you know, I've stated before, it's a baseless and frivolous lawsuit. It is very interesting that this lawsuit comes right before we're about to begin the wolf management season, and I am fascinated by the legal arguments that the humane associations and the conglomerate of humane associations wants to suddenly protect dogs. That is a fascinating argument. I would argue it's a weak excuse to try to stop the wolf hunting season. Look, you know, we hunt with dogs in many categories: bear, coyotes, fox, raccoons, bobcat. This is allowed in, you know, in Canada and three Canadian provinces. It's allowed in Europe. And even prior to 1948, when the wolves were placed on the endangered species list, dogs were used to hunt wolves. So this is nothing new in Wisconsin. But this is an interesting argument because these groups, which, by the way, have never been in my office, never, ever talked to me, the author, or any of the other authors that I'm aware of, on the issue, suddenly they lost in the political arena. They lost in the legislative arena. And now this is their only option, is to sue in a Madison, Dane County court to try to stop the wolf hunting season. So this isn't, I appreciate their argument and their rhetoric on trying to help dogs, but the real reason, I believe, is to try to stop the wolf hunting season. And it again, it's a baseless, frivolous lawsuit that I truly believe will be thrown out of court.
Our first guest said that Wisconsin now is the only state that allows dogs in a wolf hunt, though. And why is it so important to allow dogs to hunt wolves?
Well, it's important because this is part of a tradition. It is a tool utilized to manage the burgeoning wolf population. And again, you know, we hunt with dogs for bear, for coyotes, for fox, for raccoons, for bobcat. This is nothing new in Wisconsin. And I guess I would argue if they're so concerned about dogs, that is part of our sporting tradition here in Wisconsin in many categories, are they then going to go and sue to try to stop dogs from hunting bear and coyotes and fox and raccoons and bobcat? You know, it is a very strange argument, and it is a very slippery slope. Look, it's part of our sporting heritage, it's part of our tradition. It is a tool utilized to manage a very large and growing wolf population. And we're not going to decimate the population of wolves here. We're going to go down to 350, a properly managed species, and a properly managed number. But, you know, utilizing dogs to hunt wolves is nothing new. It is common practice, and it is a tool that we have decided can and should be utilized to hunt this species, which is a predatory species. They're a game species like no other that should be managed like just like any other species.
I don't mean to press this, but Representative Souter, if no other state allows dogs to hunt wolves, then it's not a common practice.
Well, it's common practice here in Wisconsin is what I'm saying, Joy, and I'm not sure that's exactly true. I'll have to check on that research. I believe they're allowed in Alaska and, again, allowed in Europe and certainly allowed in Canada, but it, regardless of what other states choose to do, the fact is we have a growing population here in Wisconsin. I'm not sure what the populations are in other states, but we have a problem here in Wisconsin. We need to properly manage the species. We've paid over $300,000 in the last 2 years in depredation payments. Taxpayers have paid that out because the wolves are attacking farm animals. Mm-hmm. They're attacking dogs. They're attacking, you know, they are causing serious problem, both for taxpayers and for farmers. And if we allow that to continue to grow, taxpayers are going to shell out a heck of a lot more cash, and we can't allow that. So it's a taxpayer issue. It's an issue because the species is growing, and we have to properly manage it, and this is our problem. The fact here is that we want our management tools to be incorporated. We don't want other states telling us what to do. We don't want these mm-hmm. groups who lost in the legislative arena telling us what to do. We want to properly manage our own species using the tools that are commonly used in many other categories.
Is it different because it's a dog upon dog, canine, and the wolf, it's a different animal to hunt for the dog, and that there could be vicious, and as these groups are saying, cruel deaths of the dogs by the wolves. That doesn't happen with a bobcat or something else.
Well, you know, what happens is dogs, they track and trail. Wolves do ambush. I mean, they're predators. But again, this is a tool that is utilized to properly manage the species. So, you know, whether it's dog on wolf or dog on bear or dog on coyote, sure, there might be fights. But what happens is the whole goal here is to manage the species properly. This is one tool which we've agreed on a bipartisan basis. Both Democrats and Republicans agree this is a tool that should be utilized. to manage the species. And that's really the point. We need to manage the species. If we don't have a wolf hunting season, we're not going to be able to properly manage the species. And I truly believe that's what this lawsuit is all about, to try to stop the season using dogs as an excuse.
Let's take some calls. Freddie in New Berlin is with us. Hello, Freddie.
Hi. I don't think that dog fighting is proper management of species. And I think it's cruel. I think it's abuse. And they know that there's no difference between a dog and a wolf. It's the same species. And sending dogs off to get killed by wolves is abusive, and I don't want my tax dollars going to it. If you want to manage wild dogs, which is what a wolf really is, then manage them without sending with proper all the Humane Society is asking is to have the dogs trained if you're going to use dogs, and have certain things in place before sending dogs off to get killed. I'm all for hunting wolves and managing wolves. And wolves have a right to be here just as much as anybody else does. They've been here for millennia. And they are an apex predator. But you don't manage them by sending dogs off to be killed and ripped apart. That is cruel. Thank you.
And these other, they just want the dogs to be trained, Representative Souter?
Well, you know, it's fascinating because the individuals are making it sound like people are just taking out their pets and suddenly hunting wolves. These are you know, individuals who are out there to try to manage the species. They're hunters. Their dogs are trained. Their dogs, are hunting dogs. These are not just, you know, your run-of-the-mill. These dogs are very, very expensive. They are used to hunt. They're used to hunt bear and coyotes and fox and raccoons and bobcat. This is nothing different. And that excuse could be easily utilized with regard to all of those other categories, bear, coyotes, fox. Look, I can make that excuse and say, well, then we should, you know, stop utilizing dogs with bear because a bear might rip a dog apart. That is a very slippery slope. And, again, I think we have to really look at the goal here. The goal is to manage the species using every proper tool we have in our toolbox. One of those tools is to hunt with dogs.
Rick in Ladysmith is with us next. Hello, Rick.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think, Rick?
Well, I'll tell you what. I agree with Scott Souter. I think he's doing a good job explaining himself. I think the people from the Humane Society are trying to fight this argument by looking at the health of or welfare of a dog versus the wolf, because they've already lost that argument many times. So now they or their attorneys are trying a different angle. And the gentleman that just called said he's worried about dogs getting ripped apart and they should be trained. How does he think they're going to train these dogs if it's not by running wolves? And Scott was right on. When it comes to hunting, these dogs are very well trained. They're trained to track and they're trained to follow a scent, whether it's a wolf or a bear or a coon or a mountain lion out west. And if people are talking, or the Humane Society is talking about sending a dog out to get ripped apart, it's ridiculous. I mean, I admire Scott being polite and saying he's intrigued by the political arguments. I'm annoyed by him, because if you don't think they're wasting our tax dollars by fighting these cases, you're mistaken.
Yeah. Well, again, our guest from the Wisconsin Humane Society says she can't speak for all of the others in this coalition, but she is, and the Humane Society is afraid of the cruelty to animals and the dogs being used. You doubt her, Scott Souter?
You know, I don't doubt her sincerity. I don't doubt her feelings toward animals. I think we all care very deeply about, you know, protecting animals, and we don't want any animal to be hurt. But this is a hunting season. This is a management season. These things sometimes do happen. But the fact is, right now, the reason we're going after a management season is because dogs are being killed, is because farm animals are being killed by these predators who are growing in record numbers, and we have to properly manage them. So we all care about protecting animals out there, and the fact is that wolves are growing in population. They're costing taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the depredation payments that taxpayers are sending out because of the devastation they're creating to farmers, cattle, to farmers' animals to dogs. So we all care about the same thing here. But we got the fact is we have to properly manage the species with the tools that we have. And I will disagree with her. She's a very eloquent speaker. I give her a lot of credit. But I do disagree with her strongly on one point. She said that there is a consensus agreement out there that we should not be utilizing dogs with wolves, and we need to change the process. Well, that is not true. Every hunting group, every sporting group, every constituent I've talked to, and everyone that's been in my office, and again, none of these groups that are suing have ever been in the author's office, so I find that fascinating, because they couldn't win in the legislative arena, and now they want to go to the courts. But that said, the consensus agreement is actually on our side. There's a consensus agreement with sporting groups out there, I mean, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, and a consensus in the legislature, Democrats and Republicans, that we need to manage the species and that utilizing dogs to do so is a proper management tool. So the argument is over. And it was over. It was passed on a bipartisan basis. And to go now to the courts to try to win in court when they couldn't win in the legislature, I really think is a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah. Do you have any doubt that the hunting season for wolves using dogs is going to, do you think it's going to be delayed in any way?
Well, I would hope not, because I truly believe this is a baseless, frivolous lawsuit using a very weak legal argument. But, you know, it is in a Dane County court. Who knows? Dane County isn't exactly the, center of conservatism, and I don't know. Maybe they'll find a judge that, you know, is sympathetic to their weak legal argument. I would hope on the facts and on the law and on the history of the law that this would simply be thrown out on its face. But no matter what, we're going to encourage the state and the Attorney General to fight the suit to try to stop it, and hopefully it doesn't go any further to waste any more taxpayer money.
Thank you very much for being with us. Scott Suter, Republican State Representative from Abbotsford. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.